huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here with an emergency broadcast, managing the mass fear of the announcement of lockdown 27.0 and how you can leverage that and turn that into cash flow, a new business, starting or scaling a business, how you can turn that into opportunity, how you can manage the mass fear, which will probably turn into anger. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got 10 points to make. Now, I have to make them in 10 minutes. So this is a bit of a quick announcement, dynamic, hopefully, for you. The emergency lockdown 17.0 dealing with the mass fear. The anger is probably going to turn into. I just want to also thank you very much because yesterday many of you were really generous and contributed to my birthday. So instead of me asking you for Alexander McQueen or Costa Coffee vouchers, I asked you for a donation to my foundation and we're at nearly £15,000. I'll do a video in a bit more detail a bit about it later, but you know, what a lovely thing to have happened. Thank you all for that. All right then. So I'm going to share with you the following 10 things I think that you should be able to do to make the most of, leverage, turn around this this lockdown 78.0. So the first thing is inoculating yourself from the mass fear that could turn into anger. The second thing, I'll list them and then detail them a bit. The second thing is to be very mindful and strategic and choosy about the groups you're in and the people that you connect with. The third thing will be changing the conversation. The fourth thing will be leveraging online and the massive extra traffic that's going to be online. The fifth thing will be leveraging information. The sixth thing will be Clubhouse and how you can leverage that. It's kind of kicking off big time in a viral way. The seventh thing will be increasing your content marketing. The eighth thing will be finding the new problems that either your new clients or your existing clients are experiencing. The next thing will be how to really observe the masses and do the opposite. And the final thing will be true entrepreneurship and the fact that it starts right here, right now. All right, then. So inoculating yourself from mass fear turned to anger. I'm sure you've noticed this, but you can't turn anywhere without having a conversation with someone about the government, about the lockdown, etc. And I think it's OK to get the news, the updates, the real facts, the research, the data and to know what's going on. But that should be it. But everyone's having 28 conversations a day with 28 different people online or on WhatsApp, or if they are speaking on their doorstep to people or breaking the rules, whatever. And it's just draining and it can bring you down and get you angry. And that's really unproductive. So I would say get the facts, have one conversation a day max, and just then completely duck out of the conversations. Because there's going to be fear on a mass level. There's going to be anger on a mass level. Everywhere online you go, there's going to be a lot of leaking, hating, critiquing, anger. And that could consume half your day. All right. The third thing is we've got to change the conversation. And when people start talking to me online or offline about COVID lockdown, I'm just changing the conversation. What's the opportunity? There's a new opportunity here. Let's turn it into an opportunity. Let's leverage the opportunity. Let's serve. Let's solve. Let's give people hope, leadership, vision, belief, direction. So if you see all these conversations going, try and spin them round for their benefit, to help them to be a leader, but also for your own benefit and your own sanity. All right, next then is leveraging online. So right now, you're going to have a load more people online. Amazon obviously love lockdowns. I wonder if they started it. Only joking. Leveraging online. There's going to be so many more people online. There's going to be so many more people surfing the web, lost, distracted, overwhelmed. But that traffic you can leverage. You can turn that, which will be to point five, into information marketing. What are you a specialist at? What are you an expert at? Okay, could you turn your passion into your profession? Is now the time to start your second business or your new business? Is now the time to guide people, to lead people, to create the products and services that will probably, you know, not just help them survive, but thrive through the lockdown? What new professions could they start that you know? Because this is huge right now, really huge. Like, imagine if I'd have said to you a year ago, there's going to be three times as much internet traffic in a year. Would you consider starting your online business? Of course you would. Now, this is where we are right now. It's a massive opportunity. I think the problem is it's the fear, isn't it? Because I think we all know there's the opportunity if you're an entrepreneur. But it's the fear that sort of either gets you in fight, flight or freeze. So we need to get rid of that fear so that, you know, we can actually think strategically and see the data and the reality for what it is. Okay, point six then is Clubhouse is kicking off big time. So it's kind of really going viral. And we all wait, don't we, for these new social media platforms to kind of go big. We all wish we'd got in early days of Facebook, early days of YouTube, early days of Instagram. Most of us probably would like to go back in time. We probably missed out. But Clubhouse right now is getting huge. And it's great for growing your followership, your brand. It's great to connect with a lot of people in the American market who are much bigger. But it's also great for research because the content in the clubhouses is what people are talking about right now. And therefore, it's an opportunity to find out what the new problems are and pains and services and solutions for clients are. Dale has asked, do we keep marketing budget up or lower it for now? I'd try and get all your other costs down first before you reduce marketing budget. Because marketing generates leads. Leads generate sales. With no sales, you have no business. With no leads, you have no sales. So without marketing, you have no business. So, I mean, I'm not saying you can afford to spend what you did. I'd just say try and reduce all other overhead. If you have to reduce overhead, I will be looking to increase my marketing budget through this lockdown for sure. Okay, great. So point seven is increasing your content marketing. So you'll notice I've gone live immediately after this lockdown announcement from last night. And now I'm going and doing a Clubhouse room straight away. So increasing your content marketing, getting yourself out there, leveraging this on extra online traffic, you know, this fear, this uncertainty, being a leader, a solver, an entrepreneur, someone who, you know, is producing solutions and not just a sort of, you know, swimming and bathing in the problem, if you like. So I do four podcast episodes a week now. Used to do one on disruptive entrepreneur and one on money. Now I do three on disruptive entrepreneur and one on money. And if my brand reach in America carries on like it is, I'm going to be doing four a week on disruptive entrepreneur because I'm going to do a collaboration with an American influencer or YouTuber or podcaster as an extra episode. So increase your content marketing, increase your podcast, your Facebook lives. Because I think you're going to get a lot more followers. You're going to get, a lot more rapport. And like I said, people are lost. People need hope. People are confused. People are angry and they need leaders. And there's so much more traffic online, like I said. Okay, point eight then, what are the new problems? So there are new problems in the world right now. When the quicker you find them and the quicker you solve them and the more meaningful they are and the more global they are, you're going to win big, 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 big. So what does an entrepreneur really do? An entrepreneur finds meaningful problems, creates a meaningful solutions and scales it to as many people as possible on the planet. If you have 500 million users, a 100 million users, I don't know, however many, you're a billionaire. Done. So what are the new problems that need solving? Clubhouse is definitely sort of ticking the connection and the leverage problems. And the need to be noticed. So the new problems, you find them, you create solutions around them, you're going to win big in this lockdown. Big, 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 big. Honestly, you should be excited. As you should be respectful, of course. You know, none of us want lockdowns, really. You know, in reality, we're sad for people who are single parents and alone and people who've got COVID. We respect that, of course. But as an entrepreneur, you should be excited that there are equally balanced upside opportunities to the downside. Okay, point nine then is, you know, they say observe the masses, do the opposite. Be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. Well, now's your chance. It's game time now. The game has started. You've done your practice. It is here. It is now. So have you got the ability to not push away all the negative emotions, inoculate yourself from the fear and anger and actually truly observe the masses and do the opposite? Because now is the time. Oh, by the way, would you mind sharing this video? Because there's going to be a load of fear on social media and a load of anger today, the next week, the next month, a load. And we need to change the narrative and put out something that's productive and hopeful and useful and practical that, you know, that can actually give entrepreneurs opportunities. So please just hit that share button if you found this content useful. And then finally, true entrepreneurship starts here. It starts now. It starts today. Big problems in the world. There are your solutions hidden in plain sight. An entrepreneur isn't just someone who makes a bit of money on the side, who wants a bit of freedom. An entrepreneur finds these hardcore problems and creates products and information and solutions around them. True entrepreneurship starts here. I love you all. Thanks for following my work. Please hit the share button. Quick summary. Here are the 10 things to leverage lockdown 78.0. Number one, inoculate yourself from the mass fear, turn to anger. Number two, be mindful and strategic of where you're hanging out and who you're hanging out with and block out all of that noise. Number three, change the conversation and dialogue to something more productive and positive. Number four, leverage all the extra online traffic. Number five, turn your passion, profession and solution into information. Number six, get on Clubhouse and get leveraging it. Number seven, increase your content marketing big time. Number eight, what are the new problems that you can find and solve for a new audience? Number nine, observe the masses, do the opposite. Be fearful when everyone's greedy and greedy when everyone is fearful. And number 10, true entrepreneurship starts here. Right, I'll see you in Clubhouse now. I'm going live right now. Probably going to be live for about 90 minutes. I'll see you there. I love you all. Hit the share button. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.